You're listening to I'm Right, Deal With It with Andy Parrish.
Yeah, here we go. Joining me today, you are in for a real treat. My best friend, Jake Duesenberg. He's right. I'm Andy Parrish. I'm right. Deal with it. Jake is usually right, except for when he disagrees with me. But because he is an Onalaska native, which is so weird, Jake, that I now live in the area you grew up in, and you live in the area that I grew up in. But Jake and I, we go back 20 some odd years to college. We owned the campus, the University of Wisconsin River Falls. We pretty much were the political science department. But joining me now, Jake has made a name and a career for himself. He founded Action for Liberty in Minnesota. He is the host of Truth Hurts on Rumble. And someone who Tim Walz knows exceptionally well, because Jake has been the leading critic of Tim Walz for 8 years, 6 years, something like that. Welcome, Jake.
Well, definitely since COVID, Andy. I mean, like, this guy really showed his true colors during COVID. So we really emerged on the scene, grew tremendously fighting against that guy's tyrannical lockdown orders, which, by the way, Tony Evers was the same. You guys just had a Supreme Court that overruled him in Minnesota. His lockdown orders lasted for a very long time. In fact, he didn't have to cough up his emergency powers for a year and a half, but luckily we put an end to that.
Yeah, so Tim Walz is a radical left-winger, and not just that, but he has a problem with telling the truth, right? Like, with Tim, it's like you could follow him around with, like, the Pinocchio noise, you know, the little Pinocchio nose drone. You could follow him around with that, and you could just play it every time the guy talks. And I want to give you an example, two quick examples. Well, and then I'm gonna let Jake give the third one about Walz's military service. But first of all, he had said that he and his wife went through IVF to have a child. They never went through IVF. They went through a totally different procedure. They never went through IVF, not once. Tim Walz also claims, his claims about energy and sanctuary cities. There are some different things, but now he supports fracking or didn't support. I don't know where he's at with that, but his energy policy in Minnesota that he signed into law is by what, 2030, you need to be completely carbon energy producing free. Is that right?
2040 is 100% carbon free, but by 2030, so what's that, less than 6 years away, we have to be 80% carbon free.
So that means solar, wind. Is he going to add nuclear, you think? More nuclear?
No, I don't think that's in the plans at all. Yeah. I don't know if you could even get it up and running that time.
So what is that? I mean, if you think about what that's going to do to energy costs, and if you think of what the number one cost to inflation or driving inflation is, it's energy by far. And then you have wages. Then you have stupid things like government just printing money out of thin air, which we love to do in Washington. The energy prices that you guys are going to have are going to skyrocket because they are mandating essentially private business switch over to a more expensive and less efficient type of energy completely, 100% by 2040.
Well, we already know some of the costs because Xcel Energy, which is the behemoth here in Minnesota in producing energy, has taken its coal, its Sherco coal plant, one of its, I don't remember what they call it, but one of the parts of the plant offline. And, they're going to do I think it's put at $1.2 billion. It's probably multiple billions of dollars in new power lines that are going to go to southern Minnesota. And honestly, Andy, for life of me, I can't remember if it was solar panels or wind turbines, because they got a lot of wind turbines in southern Minnesota. It might be a new solar panel field. It's one of the two. Maybe it's a combination of the same, but it's like it's going to be all these new power lines going down there. It's going to be a massive project. I'm sure there's taking land or at least access to land that's going to cost them too as part of the project. And so there's right away a massive cost will be obviously put on us as a consumer.
So Tim, good old Tim, is going to get rid of what is tried and true and works. He's going to drive energy prices up. And folks, we're just talking about the extremism and Tim's inability to tell the truth. One of them that I really take issue with is during the debate on whatever that was, early October, just not October 1st, actually. Tim Walz said this.
I got a 17-year-old, and And he witnessed a shooting at a community center playing volleyball. Those things don't leave you. As a member of Congress, I sat in my office surrounded by dozens of the Sandy Hook parents, and they were looking at my seven-year-old picture on the wall. Their seven-year-old were dead, and they were asking us to do something. And look, I'm a hunter.
No, you're not.
Firearms. The vice president is.
Nope.
We understand that the Second Amendment.
No, you don't.
Is there, but our.
All right. So, Jake, he said his son witnessed a shooting. I'm going to play it again. That's very important. Witnessed a shooting.
I got a 17-year-old, and he witnessed a shooting at a community center playing volleyball. Those.
Not true. And this is what bothers me about the guy, is there's always a little bit of truth, but then there's a huge lie on top of it. His son, Gus, who shot to national prominence and national fame when he said, "That's my dad," and pointed on stage. His son, Gus, was in a community center, inside a gym, inside locked doors. There was a shooting in St. Paul in the parking lot across from where his son was indoors and safe at, and no one died. Nothing happened. I mean, a guy went to jail, no one died, but he did not witness a shooting. And some people are going to say, "Andy, you're splitting hairs," but it doesn't stop with that, right, Jake? It doesn't stop there, right? He talked his abortion policies when he said, "That's not true. You can't do that in Minnesota." I mean, the guy doesn't know how to tell the truth, right? His military service, and this is what bothers me, all right? Jake selfishly decided not to come to my wedding because he was serving our country overseas. Very selfish of him. And then Jake got called to Iraq and was in Iraq for a little over a year and was actually there risking his life. And Walls says that he, what, Jake, that he, the weapons I carried in war.
Pope woke up like many of you did 5 weeks ago and said, "Dad, you're the only person I know who's in elected office. You need to stop what's happening with this. I'll take my kick in the butt for the NRA. I spent 25 years in the Army and I hunt. And I gave the money back. And I'll tell you what I have been doing. I've been voting for common sense legislation that protects the Second Amendment. But we can do background checks. We can do CDC research. We can make sure we don't have reciprocal carry among states. And we can make sure that those weapons of war that I carried in war is the only."
All right. Those weapons of war that I carried in war, never went to war. Also said 25 years, but he only served 24 years in the military. You know, I mean,
And that's actually crucial. That's really critical. Because he had extended his enlistment and should have served over 25 years. There's a reason he didn't, because he suddenly decided to retire and abandon his troops before going overseas to Iraq. So that's actually very critical. It's not like something that just gets glossed over. And he also says that he retired as a command sergeant major, which he didn't. He got busted down to master sergeant. Well, why did he? Because he never went to sergeant major school, nor did he spend enough time in rank to actually retire as that. Because once again, he suddenly retired and abandon his troops before deploying to Iraq.
So here's what really irritates me, and this should irritate any guy. And I've always said Tim Walz isn't a man. I mean, his abortion laws of allowing a baby after.
But Andy, we're told he is a man.
He's
operating that Beretta shotgun. I mean, come on, he's a man.
This is how this guy operates. Okay, he was not a command sergeant major. Tim Walz filled in. There was a command sergeant major. He substitute taught basically for in his terms prior to the deployment.
He was conditionally a command sergeant major. It's got to be specific on this. He was conditionally in that rank. It's just that he can't retire in that. And he actually does a injustice to that rank when he acts like he retired in it because he didn't fulfill the requirements, but he was wearing that rank at some point. So I just want to make sure that
he was, but he never completed the courses and never completed what he needed to get that. Here's what irritates me. And this is why Tim just gets zero. I mean, if there was something below, I don't know, gamma male, he would be it. Because Tim decided to retire, but these men and women that he had been training and leading and preparing for war, he abandoned them and sent them over to fight for their lives without their leader and with somebody new. How do you do that? How do you do that to people that you serve with and say, "Oh, I serve in the military and my brothers and I fight in war and all this stuff." And then the very people that are relying on you, you leave them when you get deployed. To me, that tells you everything you need to know about Tim Walz.
Right. And thank God he did it, because you don't want it to play with a guy that would do that. Right. So in the end of the day, they actually end up with a good command sergeant major, good leadership people. It's just like Tim Walz is, and people have to understand it. He thought leadership was during COVID, you know, which was a scary time for all of us because we didn't know what the heck that disease was going to do. But he decided that I'm going to lead with an iron fist. I'm going to lead as a dictator would and just demand that you stay in your home, that businesses must shut down, that you're going to have to wear a mask, which is useless cloth mask that don't do anything. And even dictated that state employees have to get a vaccine, or not a vaccine, I'm sorry, it's not a vaccine, a shot against their own will. And so
wait a minute. I thought Tim's going around saying, mind your own damn business and trust women to make decisions with their health care. So you're trying to tell me he mandated that he told a woman what she can and can't do with her own body in the privacy of their doctor's office. She couldn't make her own decision about a shot.
For an experimental shot, right? Experimental. No one could deny that. That didn't even stop the spread of COVID. In fact, we learned later on that they didn't even test it for that. And so they basically had this junk science saying, well, it limits the amount of damage or stops hospitalizations. It was nothing but an experimental shot that enriched a lot of pharmaceutical companies, and he mandated it. We gave him the Pharmaceutical Salesman of the Year Award in Minnesota. And I forgot about this. It's funny that we were talking about it. He actually tried incentivizing youth in Minnesota with scholarships to colleges. You could win like $500,000 scholarships to universities if you go get your experimental jab. And then I think there was gift cards at one point. I want to say,
what the hell? They were giving away, they were using taxpayer money to give away gift cards to get COVID shots. But he mandated that women get COVID shots if you were a state employee.
Correct.
So when he says to you, again, this is where it comes back to a little bit of the truth. When it comes to reproductive rights, mind your own damn business. Leave the decision between a woman and their doctor in the privacy of their healthcare room. He didn't do that. When it came to COVID, he didn't trust women to make their own decisions. He didn't stay out of the doctor's room. See, there's always a little bit of truth with this guy, but there's always a huge lie attached to it. His military service being one of them. Now this state...
You and I, we are some of the biggest advocates for reproductive rights. He is not, because you're not reproducing if you abort a baby. And so if you really want to be honest about it, these are not reproductive rights. This is about killing unborn babies.
Right.
And that guy is one of the most extreme in the country when it comes to abortion.
Yeah, if you think about what Jake just said right there, they're for reproductive rights. Reproductive, it simply means, if you look at the medical definition of it, it means it's the way an organism produces offspring or a clone of oneself. So when you talk about reproductive rights, you actually have to give birth in order to have any reproductive rights at all, because if you just simply abort that child, you are not reproducing. And again, but they're so good with their language, and I'm glad that you pointed that out to us, Jake, because it's just, again, it's more of the hypocrisy of this guy that I just really can't stand, frankly, because he's just a constant liar. He lied about his son witnessing a shooting. He's lied about his military service. He abandoned the people that depended on his leadership to stay alive because he didn't want to go to Iraq. And then he lied about what he retired with. This is what they do. They lie and they say whatever they want to get elected. Because why? They love power. You don't think they love power? Jake, tell me about illegal immigrants. Tell me about sanctuary cities in Minnesota. Tell me what you guys got going on over there now.
Well, just plain and simple. I mean, even before we get into just the specifics of Minnesota law, that is what motivates politicians. It's money and power, right? Everyone knows that. The number one goal of any politician is to get elected. And the number two goal is to get reelected. And whatever the third goal is so far behind those that it doesn't even really matter. They get to Congress and they start fundraising immediately. You know this. You worked on Capitol Hill. You worked for a congresswoman. It's insane. And this is who these people are. They just, their quest is for power, and they will do whatever they can to keep it. In the case of Kamala, it's actually kind of scary because it's just like Joe Biden. It's like, well, it's not really her, right? She's kind of a chameleon. She's changing her views left and right. It's like there's a machine behind it, and that machine desperately wants to stay in power, and that's dangerous. In Minnesota, that means giving illegal immigrants driver's licenses, and because there'd be a stigma with saying that they're non-citizens, that is not part of the driver's license, and so therefore, on voting day, we have same-day voting registration in Minnesota. One of the forms of ID is a driver's license, and so if they were to do a big operation where they're trying to get a bunch of illegals to vote in our elections, which is illegal, but so it's coming to our country against across the border, not through the legal immigration test, that's also illegal. But if they were to do this, there would really not be a good mechanism to turn to figure out on election day that they are not able to.
So in Minnesota, vote, in Minnesota,
most likely be certified.
In Minnesota, you do not need a license to vote. In fact, with same day registration, as Jake was talking about, all I need is somebody who's registered within that precinct to say, yeah, that's my neighbor. Good man. Let him vote. That's it. You can have somebody vouch for you. You can have, you can bring in a utility bill if you don't have anyone to vouch for you. But now they're giving driver's licenses to illegal immigrants. And folks, we've all seen the poll workers. You know, if Betty is there and she's 84 years old, and somebody comes in to participate in the democratic process, and they have an ID, she's going to register them to vote. I mean, this is insane. This is the same guy who doesn't want to require an ID to vote because it's racist and too hard to get, yet somehow he finds a way to make it not racist and easy to get for illegal immigrants to get a driver's license. It's just stupid.
You know what's funny, Andy? I actually think there literally is a Betty that's about 84 that works at my precinct.
I know there is. I know there is. And you know what? They're good people. They give up 12-hour days to come and make sure that we try to have an orderly election. And they want everyone to vote, those poll workers do. I mean, we know these nice old church ladies that do this. But you know what? In Minnesota, you don't even need a license to vote. You can just go in with somebody who's registered and say, yep, I vouch for him, and that's it. And yet the idea that we require an ID to vote is somehow racist and it's somehow an undue burden on democracy and we hate democracy and blah, blah, blah. Supposedly all of that, but yet somehow it's easy and unracist for illegal immigrants to get a driver's license. But look, it goes back to power and it goes back to them getting reelected and it goes back to, you know, look, Dr. George Simmons, he wrote several things. Narcissists engage in truth distortion a lot. They exaggerate, they minimize or twist the truth to serve their own agendas. The only constant with narcissists is their disregard for the actual truth. Truth distortion becomes habitual and automatic. Narcissists know what they're doing even when they don't think about it. They often lie without giving pause, even when telling the truth might serve them better. They will still lie, like Tim Walz. I was in China during the Tiananmen Square protests. Then he backs up. No, I guess I wasn't there during that time. I was in Hong Kong. Well, I was in Hong Kong beforehand, but I saw it. Okay, when the Tiananmen Square protests happened, Hong Kong was still under British rule and was not given to China until 1997. So this dude was completely safe, not even on the mainland in China. And he's saying that he was there and he wasn't there. I mean, again, if he just told the truth, hey, I was in Hong Kong. I wasn't too far from this. I got to see some of this closer than I wanted to. But Jake, there's no difference than from when you and I watched it on our couch. This guy was in a completely different non-Chinese nation and safe. But he makes it sound like he was there risking his life.
Well, clearly he's just a knucklehead, right, Andy? I mean, he misspeaks. You know, when he said that he is friends with school shooters, I was like half thinking, was this like a planned misspeak just to show that he misspeaks? And
you mean this right here, when he's friends with school shooters?
You proposed an assault weapons ban, but it's only later in your political career did you change your position. Why?
Yeah, I sat in that office with those Sandy Hook parents. I've become friends with school shooters.
Yeah! Friends with school shooters. All right, sorry.
But no one accused him actually, you know, really believing like that's what he was saying. I was like, man, is this like a plan misspeak just to say, oh, look, I do it all the time, even on something outrageous like that. No, I think what's really obvious with him is he hasn't quite I mean, I'm not saying that he hasn't done things in his life. Even to get to the rank of master sergeant means he had a good career in the military. It's sad that he ended it so bad. But it's like he's never achieved that high level, right? Same with Kamala, by the way. Sounds like she had some help. So it's like this guy has to fluff his career and his resume and sound like he's done something more than he actually has. Well, when it comes to like stolen valor, that doesn't sit well with a bunch of us who actually did go overseas, did serve in the Army. But I think, you know, you could look at pretty much everything, even this like Chinese statement. Like, you're doing something to try to make yourself sound much better than you actually are. You're not as impressive as you're trying to do it. And I think we all saw that when we watched him try to load his fully semi-automatic Beretta shotgun, right? That he clearly doesn't use too often. But no, he's a big hunter, just like Kamala's a Glock owner.
I'm telling you this, folks, if you're a bird hunter, you're not going out with a Beretta in the pheasant fields. You are going out duck hunting with that like Jake did, but that's not what you're going with. But again, I want to see his license. I don't think anybody asked him for it. I want to see Peggy Flanagan's license. I don't think anybody asked her for that. I do want to see it. call me licensor. Is that what I mean? I'm a birther, licensor, whatever. But I want to see.
You don't think he had a license?
I don't think he had a license with his pheasant stamps, Jake. I don't think he had it. I just don't. He didn't take a shot. He had a shot. Hold on. He had a shot at one, but he said it was just too far. And I have to be, no, it was not too far. Stop it. You're out there with three of the best hunting dogs and you're out there with hunting guides and you're in the best area to go pheasant hunting. And dude doesn't bag a pheasant. And yet he says he was down in Sleepy Eye. I mean, Sleepy Eye, Minnesota, if you're not a Laura Ingalls Wilder fan or a Little House on the Prairie fan, that's where he was at. All right. He was in Sleepy Eye, which is down by South Dakota. This is down in that area of the state. It's a very good area for pheasant hunting. He's got two guides with him, two professional guides from Pheasants Forever and three dogs, and dude doesn't get a shot off. I don't think he had a license. That's just me. Because I don't believe anything from this guy.
I know your experience with guided hunts, Andy, you think they're always easy, but there are chances you're not going to get a bird. So I wouldn't be so hard on him on that. It's just the fact that you put on this, like this whole thing, like you're some big hunter and it's like you whip out this blaze orange. It doesn't have a speck of dirt on it. You go out there and you're talking and the camera's rolling and you don't even really know how to load your Beretta shotgun, which I made a demonstration on my Twitter account showing them how to properly load a Beretta shotgun right before I went duck hunting the other day. It's like, You're just pretending. And by the way, it's even worse than that because we're being gaslit by the mainstream media and the Democrat machine, which is like two of the same thing, right? And that he's this coach dad, you know, and oh, shucks, it's good old Timmy. He's a hometown boy. And it's like, no, he's a pretender. He whips out that same, you know, crisp, clean blaze orange every fall to get that photo op. And, you know, nowhere else. I mean, I doubt he's shooting a shotgun. I would really bet a lot of money that Kamala Harris, she probably owns a Glock, maybe, right? She maybe owns a Glock. She doesn't know what caliber. I mean, she didn't know what model it is. I don't know anyone that just says, I own a Glock. You usually say, well, I'll go Glock 19 or a Glock 20, you know? I carry a Glock 42, you know? That's usually how people say it. She just had Glock. I would have asked her, yeah, what caliber? And then watch her, like, panic.
Yeah, that's like me saying that, oh, you know, I carry a Springfield Armory. Yeah. That's what I carry a Springfield Armory with me. Like, okay, what kind?
Yeah, at least Tim knew that his Beretta was an 8400. I was like, he didn't just say Beretta. He knew the model, right? Which is actually a very expensive model, if people don't know. It's about a $2,000 shotgun. So,
and look at the common, man. Hold on, Jake. Look at this. The Beretta 400. He's got a semi-automatic weapon, which
fully
is
semi-automatic.
What's that? Well, fully. All right. So I always joke with the left folks and say,
weapon of war.
Yeah. Do you want to ban full semi-automatic weapons? There is no such thing, and they always fall for it. So he's got a semi-automatic weapon, which means he doesn't have to pump this thing at all. He just, he doesn't have to pump or chamber anything. He's just got to keep pulling the trigger, much like an AR-15. Looks like it can take a magazine too.
Exact same as an AR-15. Right?
Yep.
Every trigger pull is another round. Right?
Yep. So there's no action needed for him to recock or to pump one. He's just got to keep pulling the trigger. So he's using the same technology as the AR-15. this weapon can take a magazine, Jake. So does that make it high capacity?
It's got an internal magazine in it. So if you didn't have a plug in it, was it 7 rounds?
Right.
And something like that.
Yeah. And he could attach a magazine down below if he wanted to. I'm looking on the Beretta website right now.
Oh, really? I didn't know they had external mags. Look at that. I'm learning something now.
Yeah.
So I own a Beretta, right? They're great. They're great shotguns. I would almost have more respect if he was out there with a Remington 870, you know, more of a common man's gun.
Yeah, like a $300 shotgun. That's what I've got. But look,
by the way, they're not $300 these days, in case you didn't know. Those 870s are like almost $500. It's crazy.
Well, inflation.
That's Joe Biden's economy right there.
Yeah. All right. Well, so he's again, this is yet another thing. He's using a semi-automatic weapon that fires and uses the same firing mechanism as the AR-15, the same action, which means you just keep pulling the trigger. It's high capacity, can hold up to 7. He can get a modified magazine for the bottom of that to add even more to it. So, I mean, again, this guy, he wants to ban these weapons of war, but yet he owns one and he's out shooting with one, right? I'll tell you what, I mean...
We have, that is one of the weapons in our arsenal in the military. Now, I'm trying to think. I don't remember it being a Beretta. I want to say Mossberg was the model. I've been out of the Army over a decade now, so I'm already forgetting. We didn't use it too much. It was more of like door-busting equipment. But, yeah, I mean, that's part of the arsenal and, you know, an infantry unit is to have a shotgun. Well, yeah, I mean, technically, there's a weapon of war there, Timmy.
So I'm looking right now. So for the Beretta, he can actually get a magazine from Briley for $94 that would extend his ability to shoot up to another 12, it looks like. So, I mean, this guy, again, where's the media calling him out on this?
Well, they don't know guns. I mean, I'll never forget that. They had I think it was an Air Force general on CNN explaining how to shoot an AR-15, and it was like the guy had never fired it. And there was this very infamous, I want to say it was USA Today, this graphic of an AR-15 shooting a projectile. And when you look at the projectile, coming out of the muzzle was not only the bullet, but the bullet still in the cartridge. That's like, you think that goes out the muzzle of the gun? Like, you guys don't even know what you're talking about.
I know.
Sometimes they mistakenly see AK-15s.
Yeah, I know. Right? Man, I'm loving this Beretta though, Jake. You can add a tube onto the front of it to add even more rounds to it, to your semi-automatic weapon of war that he's carrying around. You can modify it to add a magazine below it. What's that?
Which would be useless in pheasant hunting because, I mean, what do you get, 2 shots at? I don't pheasant hunt a lot, but, I mean, you guys like the over-under on those because there's not really great opportunities. It's just like grouse hunting. You're lucky if you get 2 shots.
So he can extend this puppy up to 9 plus 5. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, folks. They want to ban weapons of war, but yet he's out hunting with a gun that has the same firing mechanism as an AR-15, has the ability for high capacity magazines. He doesn't take a shot, and he's wearing perfectly clean blaze orange. I mean, the guy cannot tell the truth about anything. He just can't. Jake, what else do you have on this guy that we haven't talked about yet that people aren't going to believe? His abortion policies, I know, are crazy.
So he was a COVID tyrant, which was terrible. And I'll never forget those people. They should never be anywhere close to power ever again. Obviously, he's not great on tax policy. We got a $21 billion budget surplus in Minnesota. I mean, that's so massive that literally every taxpayer could have got $8,000 back. And they only got $260 from him. And they blew all the rest of it on more government. They increased government like 40% in 1 year. It's all paybacks to the unions and people that helped support his campaign. So just imagine you could give the people, like this is the people, Kamala and Walz running, you know, in a year that poll after poll shows the economy is the biggest concern. And we've all been hurting from inflation. And he could literally give back $8,000 per taxpayer that we paid, right? Because this is surplus. And what does he do? He spends it on more government.
What is this transsexual sanctuary city stuff?
So that is really interesting. And I'm going to tell you something about pedophiles too that he did. So the Democrats took over the legislature in office in 2023, and then Walz actually got reelected. It's so sad, you know, for all of us to see that happen. But we had a weak candidate on the other side. So they got a trifecta in the government. And then we really got to see the left-wing agenda. And I mean, they had such a small minority. They had one Democrat senator who won basically by like a couple hundred votes. That's how close of a you know, majority they had, one senator. And they passed something called the transgender, I guess they call it transgender sanctuary bill. What it did is it okayed genital mutilation surgeries and hormone treatment for, we always say, six-year-olds. There's really no age defined on it, but when he did a press conference, Tim Walz did a press conference, I think there was at least 2 6-year-olds on the stage, and they were talking about, well, when a child knows their gender, we need to listen to them. It's like, what, are you crazy? A six-year-old? Like, my six-year-old thinks, you know, he's a fireman. Like, like this is ridiculous. He'll go out on the floor and act like he's a puppy. And you're saying that, well, he knows he's a girl. And so under the knife or being prescribed hormonal treatments in Minnesota is a thing. And in the case of the law that they signed, if there is conflicting parents, one state or the other, you know, just imagine a divorced couple or something like that. And one parent doesn't want that to happen to their child, which they should have a right. And this practice shouldn't happen, but I mean, God, if it's going to happen, both parents should actually be on board. And essentially, Minnesota won't recognize the laws of another state, and they'll allow that to happen.
So wait a minute. So these are the same people that are going to let a six-year-old transition. They're going to mutilate the child to make their genitals something that they're not. They're going to stop puberty with hormone blockers. Puberty is a permanent one-time event. It either happens or it doesn't. Mm-hmm. And if they block it, right, it's not going to happen for them. And so there's no going back on puberty. It either happens or it doesn't. But these are the same people. I mean, can a six-year-old get a tattoo in Minnesota? Can a six-year-old vape in Minnesota? Can a six-year-old buy beer in Minnesota?
No.
But a six-year-old can permanently mutilate. And all these are the same people, Jake, who freak out if there's gluten in their food because it's going to go into their system. Or, hey, is that organic, natural, gluten-free, vegan, free-range tofu there? Because if it's not, I'm not eating it because I'm not putting that in my body. But yet they're going to pump these kids full of chemicals and prevent a permanent event because a six-year-old thinks he's a girl.
Yeah, I mean, it's disgusting. And I think, you know, maybe a decade, 2 decades down the road, we'll look back at it and go, what the hell were we
thinking? It's too late, Jake.
How was this? Well, it's too late for the children. That's really sad. And, you know, luckily it's a very small minority. But there are numbers, actually. There's a children's hospital in Minnesota. There is a doctor that specializes in this. And I want to say it's in the hundreds, but I can't remember. We reported on this a while ago. But I think it's in the hundreds in the last couple of years of children that have either been under the knife, which I think is very rare, treatment. That's just absolutely asinine that they do that. You know,
here's the thing. Here's the thing, though, because Walz will say that gender is just a social construct and idea, and that's why we have gender affirming care. Right? If genitals don't define your gender to begin with, why does surgically altering them to look like something that they're not affirm this gender all of a sudden then?
Yeah, and why do people that so-called transition change their name to a more effeminate name? Like, if it's just a social construct, then why change your name at all?
Right.
It doesn't matter, right?
Right. I'll tell you why. It goes back to power, and this is power. This is I gave you this. I changed you because you couldn't. And I'll even go as far with Tim Walz. I changed you because God got it wrong when he made you, so I'm going to fix it.
Yeah, clearly that's what they believe, is that God's wrong, not them, right? And let's just ignore the fact that there's something called detransitioning and people that have massive regrets. And the idea that you would do this to a young child is insane.
I mean, this is crazy. And Walz gets away with this. Jake, you know I'm not all good with the social media stuff. Can you tell people where to follow you and where to get your information, where to find out more, where to support you, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, Truth Hurts Show is on Rumble. It's also on YouTube. You can search Truth Hurts News.
By the way, people, don't be afraid. It doesn't hurt. I've been on the show. It does not hurt. It kind of tickles.
I love having you on the show. No, we have fun. It's a hang and get into some stuff. We're political operatives, so we kind of see things from that perspective. And then, you know, keep it kind of casual and fun. But we do get some hard-hitting news and some good interviews, too. And then, you know, on my socials, Twitter, it's at Jay Duesenberg. I am an Onalaska high school grad. I grew up listening to Wisdom News. I did move up to cities, and Andy and I gave each other high five when we reversed course, and he came to Wisconsin.
Tim Walz, bad. Very bad. Kamala, bad. They're both bad people. We cannot afford to elect them. Don't let it happen, folks. I'm Andy Parrish. I'm right. He's Jake Duesenberg. He's right. And when you see people talking about what a great guy Tim Walz is, you can correct them now and talk about what a liar he is and say, I'm me. I'm right. Deal with it.